Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Hello.
Hello, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation, Wade Fouth, joining us today. Welcome.
Welcome to you.
So, Wade, on last week's program, we learned a little bit about the Blandin Foundation, how it was started by Charles Blandin, a self-made multimillionaire in the paper industry. And now, today, the Blandin Foundation serves all of Greater Minnesota in some capacity, but obviously focuses most of its attention on the Grand Rapids area. You also talked about innovation in rural Minnesota and how that's driving the economy. But I was wondering if leadership comes into play here. And I know Blandin has a big commitment to leadership development in outstate Minnesota.
Yeah, it's one of our core beliefs. You know, as we look at rural communities and what really matters, we realized decades ago that without strong and visionary leadership in communities, it's difficult for people to imagine the future in the most effective way they can. So we make a great deal of investment in working with rural people who are interested in improving their skills around leadership and community engagement. We work really hard to try and connect people to resources and networks. We spend a fair amount of resource on commissioning research that rural leaders and policymakers can use to make really good decisions about the future. And also, you know, even more and more in this day and age where polarization seems to be the name of the game, it's really important for people in communities to have good, civil, productive discussions with each other. So we make a heavy investment in helping people have good and productive civil discourse.
And you also make grants, but they are very specific to rural Minnesota and those kinds of things we've already talked about.
Right. You know, our grant making tends to focus on what we call expand opportunity, which, you know, is a sentiment that all Americans can agree with. Question is, how do you get there? How do you help expand opportunity? And our belief is that if we focus on a core of interrelated issues around educational attainment, inclusion, and, you know, bringing in and working with people who haven't typically done well in our society, and economic opportunity, when we work with those three issues together and bundle them together, we find and feel like we find ways that we can really help individuals and communities advance their future.
All right. Well, I really want to thank you for joining us today, Wade. It's been a pleasure. Wade Fouth, who is the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.